Ugh, the morning from hell has just spiraled into spending the day with Satan. Why me? Why me? First, I missed the subway to my piano lesson with Mr. Theodore Donovan. Oh, and how he took immense pleasure in telling me my lesson was canceled. Dick. Then I nearly deleted myself by tripping down the steps in Central Park and dropped my lunch in the process, in the only fucking puddle in New York City. How the hell was there a puddle on a day like today? I will never understand. And now my study time has been ruined by Mr. Happy here, who is wearing a freaking suit in this heat. I mean, I get it. It's only May, but still, the sun has got his hat on. So why, dude? But I have agreed to help him, even though there are at least 60 people in here he could have asked to help. I let out a huge sigh. Do a good deed and you'll succeed.
You know you're talking out loud, don't you? I can hear, in fact, everyone can hear what you're saying.
Halting my steps, I glare at him, and with his perfect lips pinched together, he looks like he's trying not to laugh. I scan the room, and I see other people in the library are watching me with concerned expressions on their faces. Fuck my life. What are you looking for again? Grinning, he says,
a best man guide of some sort.
Right. With hurried steps, I walk away so I can get this over and done with.
You never told me your name.
And? I snap over my shoulder.
And I'd like to know the name of the woman who took time out of her, morning from hell to help me.
Last thing I need is to give him my name. I clutch the pearl necklace around my neck, and it gives me the perfect response to his question. It's Pearl. It's not, but it's not like he will ever find out. Plus, he is a stranger who won't leave me alone, so Pearl it is.
Pearl, he repeats, rolling the Earl off his tongue, and it sends a shot of warmth straight to my core. Ignoring the strange delight that fills me, and him, I carry on down the aisle until I find something he might find helpful.
Pulling out a book from the shelf, I smile, then hand it to him. He stares at the cover for a beat.
Being the Best Man for Dummies, the survival book.
He looks up at me with a brow raised. I tap the cover with my pointer finger. You're welcome. It should have everything you need in there, like how to write a memorable speech, getting the groom to the church on time, wedding etiquette, the stag do, etc., etc.
Yeah, thanks,
he mumbles, then grabs the back of his neck with his ridiculously large hand. The sinful things I bet he could do with them. God, no, stop those thoughts right now. I snap out of my trance, and he's staring back at me, his expression unreadable.
You want to get a drink? My treat is a thank you for helping me?
He waves the book in front of me.
No.
Wait. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Why am I thinking about this? It's a no. Just say no. Politely.